very pleased with the verdict. I'm very limited in what I'm going to say here prior to sentencing, except that we're just very pleased with the verdict that was handed down today.
When is sentencing? Because it hasn't been set yet?
What the court indicated that is that there's going to be a scheduling conference over the next few days between the judge and counsel, where it can coordinate with the court and set a date, and that'll be posted.
How does this impact his status in office? Because there is the state constitutional amendment that suspends him. Is that now in effect?
Well, there's a state provision. There's also a county charter provision. I'm just going to have to defer what is the law and the language and not comment. That's not my bailiwick, or that's not something for me to enforce.
Sir, why are you pleased? You've got convictions on two of five counts.
Well, I saw those as the two major counts in the indictment. Whenever you seek an indictment, obviously you're seeking a conviction on all counts. But those were two major counts within the indictment. It was a difficult case. There was several legal issues, not just factual issues. And as a result, getting a conviction on those two particular charges is satisfying. We're very pleased with it.
You said it was a difficult case. Can you talk about what made it so difficult? What was the difficult
Well, just that in fact that misconduct in office is a common law crime. There are a lot of legal issues there, and so that by itself made it a difficult case. I won't comment on that right now. I want to get back with my team, and we'll evaluate what's happened and decide what's an appropriate recommendation. Okay. That's all I really have to say right now. Thank you all very much.